read music. I can't play an instrument. I mean, anything.
Everyone has this idea that conducting is just simply waving your arms around and it'll all be fine. Well, it's not.
Who will succeed as maestro at the opera? This Friday night at 9 on BBC Two.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Se abrindo, não é difícil. Orizzonti by Mauricio Maestro and Nana Vasconcelos, with Kay Lyra on backing vocals. It's from Upside Down, a recent album which takes them back to the last time they recorded together 35 years ago. So, echoes of youthful experimentalism meet more mature musical ways, a perfect encapsulation of tonight's Late Junction. Welcome. I'm Max Reinhardt, and this is the ingeniously playful Power Plant with Import-Export Voyage 5. Fanta.
Thank you. The cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings and she tells us no lies. She sucks all the pretty flowers that make her voice clear. And she never says cuckoo, 'twill the spring of the year. A-walking and talking and a-wandering goes I, a-waiting for sweet Willie, he will come by and by. I'll meet him in the morning, 'cause he's all my delight. I could walk and talk with him from morning till night. Our meeting is pleasure and our parting is a grief. A false-hearted lover is worse as a thief. A thief will but rob you and take all you got, while a false-hearted lover will lead you to the grave. The grave will consume you and turn you to dust. They ain't one in 100 that a poor gal can trust. They'll hug thee and they'll kiss thee and call thee their own. Perhaps their other darling is awaiting at home. Now come all you fair damsels, take warning of me. Ne'er place your affection on a green growing tree. The leaves they will wither, the roots they will die. If I am forsaken, I know right well why. If I am forsaken, I will not be forsworn. And he's fully mistaken if he thinks I will mourn. For I'll get myself up in some right high degree, and I'll walk as light by him as he will by me.
From way back in the 1950s, John Jacob Niles' home recording of the traditional song, The Cuckoo. Niles used to say that the concert stage was his home, and indeed he did give concerts in the living room of his house at Boot Hill Farm in Kentucky. He's arguably the grandfather of mid-20th century folk revival in the United States, which spawned artists like Burl Ives, Josh White, Joan Baez and, of course, Bob Dylan. In fact, tomorrow night I'll play a Niles song that inspired Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe. Now, you can email us on late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text us on 83111, that's 83111, or you can tweet to me direct at imaxreinhardt, which is one word, and perhaps you can tell me if you've got some alternate candidates for a grandfather of American folk roots. Tribraco, on the other hand, are a present-day avant-garde rock jazz outfit from Italy, who've undoubtedly been influenced by Captain Beefheart. I think you can hear the influence on this. The Human Cannonball. Angolan Women Singing, an extract from the soundtrack of Life in a Day. It's a film composed entirely from footage supplied by YouTube users, shot on a single day in the life of this planet, to show future generations what it was like to be alive on the 24th of July 2010. And when he was composing his soundtrack, Matthew Herbert similarly processed and incorporated thousands of sounds submitted by the site's audience. In fact, every single one of more than 2,000 submitted sounds was incorporated, perhaps including the Angolan women. If any listeners know any more details, please let us know. That text number is 83111, or you can tweet me direct at imaxreinhardt. Before the three Angolan women, you heard Jeremy Denk playing tonight's Ligeti piano etude from Book 1. Etude number 3, Toche Bloqué, or Blocked Keys. And after the three Angolan women singing, let's turn to the voice and song of one English woman, Eliza Carthy, from the new Imagine Village CD, Bending in the Dark, Washing Song.
Hush-a-bye, my darling, hush-a-bye, my darling hands. Now I'll wash them feet, now I'll wash them. Handsome you, my young one, fair and smooth, your body clothes made of silk so fine. Each day puts strength upon you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. And mourning that which grows not by the night time's growing hands, now I'll wash them feet, now I'll wash them. At noon, that which grows not by the night time's growing end puts on every grace. Each day it puts beauty on you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. Each day it puts beauty on you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy. Handsome you, my young one, fair and smooth, your body clothes made of silk so fine. Each day puts strength upon you, my darling sweet, with your hair a-curling. King of stars, blessings on you, oh my heart, my joy, oh my heart, my joy. I've played cards in England. I've played cards.
in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game. They won't eat your hay. I'll drive on.
Bruise, a track from Bogland, an album that will soon be with us, created by To Black and the Pages, a.k.a. Dublin artist Paul McAray. Before that, another evocation of the cuckoo, Cuckoo Bird by Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. It's from an early 1960s album in which the two generations meet. It was the recording debut of Doc Watson and the reintroduction of Clarence Ashley, a banjo player who'd become well-known in the South decades before these sessions. At the time of the earliest recordings, in fact, Watson did not even own an acoustic guitar and was playing electric guitar in a local rockabilly band. Ashley himself did not even own a banjo and hadn't played for 20 years. And by the way, thanks very much to Gary D. Chance, yeah, for tweeting in and suggesting that we play some Josh White. It will happen in the weeks to come. Now, the Lindsay String Quartet has been playing together for nearly 30 years when they recorded this piece in 1993, on which Robin Ireland joined them on harmonium. The Allegretto Scherzando from Dvorak's Five Bagatelles, Opus 47. That was the Scherzando from Dvorak's Five Bagatelles, Opus 47, played by the Lindsay String Quartet, and that was Robin Ireland playing the harmonium. Now it's time for some Rastafarianism, and some devotional music closely linked to it. Recorded at the Congo Studio in the Portmore neighbourhood of St. Catharines, Jamaica, it brings the Congos together with two LA experimentalists, Sana Raw and M. Geddes Gengras. It's called happy song.
Thank you. Yeah.
One of the delights of the Lake Junction stage at last year's Latitude Festival, the inventive Senegalese kora player, Diabel Sissoko, with the title track from his fine new solo album, Kanabori Siama, which translates from the Mandinka as Don't Run From Your Ethnicity. Now, we've had a few tweets in and a few texts in. People are quite interested in all the cuckoo stuff. In fact, someone says, it's nice to hear so much cuckoo-related material on Max's show. Hope he's not being personal there. I heard my first one of the year today. That was from Jerry Wiggins. And Joe Grintz also texted in, and he is asking us to play some Rebecca Findlay. Apparently Fiona's been playing some Rebecca Findlay, and we're going to go and try and find Improvising Around the Sun, her new CD, and maybe be playing that next week. Back to Diabel Sissoko, who we just played. Now, he's part of the great line of Sissoko griots, and the chorus stole his heart, his head and his fingers from an early age. Joanna McGregor must similarly have been bewitched by the piano. Here she is playing the Andante from Scarlatti's Keyboard Sonata in E major.
Thank you.
Gianna McGregor performing the Andante from Scarlatti's Keyboard Sonata in E Major, K380. I see on her Sound Circus website, they wonder aloud, Scarlatti's virtuoso, tender, wicked sonatas, written to pay off his gambling debts? On the other hand, I've read that only a small fraction of Scarlatti's compositions were published during his lifetime, so maybe he just became a better gambler. Don't hesitate to shed any light you can on this or any other issue raised by this programme. Email us, late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text on 83111, or tweet me direct at imaxreinhardt. Here's some new school Ethio jazz from Samuel Yeager, who at 16 years of age successfully auditioned for Addis Ababa's Yared School of Music without ever having touched an instrument in his life. Nevertheless, he's well on the way to fulfilling his ambition of becoming the finest pianist in Ethiopia. Here he is with the Creole Choir of Cuba and singer Nicolette of Massive Attack fame, approaching the soul jazz classic, I Am the Black Gold of the Sun, via their tune Nous C'est Soleil.
Ce soleil qui aime lui-même pour nous, c'est nous-mêmes qui l'avons dit, et c'est nous-mêmes qui voulons le dire. Ce soleil qui est sous des pour nous, ce soleil qui aime lui-même pour nous, c'est nous-mêmes qui l'avons dit, et c'est nous-mêmes qui voulons le dire. Thank you.
the Murkoff remix of Power Plant's Import Export. I played the Power Plant original near the start of the programme, and if you missed it, or if you want to bathe in the delights of tonight's show once again, just go to the Lake Junction page via the Radio 3 web pages, and there you can listen again as often as you wish over the next 7 days. Thanks very much, Jeff McQueen, for tweeting in, "Wife and I doing interpretive dancing now, thanks to you." That was during I Am the Black Gold of the Sun, Samuel Yeager, which took me back to club days for sure. I've been crate digging once again in the archives of Exeter University's Jazz, Blues and Gospel Special Collection. And with their kind permission, here's a digitised version of a tune from the Bethel Quartet, originally recorded as a single 78 RPM vinyl record for Victor in September 1928. Apologies for the sound quality. Walk through the valley in peace.
We shall walk through the valley and
Jesus himself shall be our lady.
The Veil by AU, a duo from Portland, Oregon, featuring multi-instrumentalist Luke Weiland and Dana Valatka on drums. And they'll be appearing on the Lake Junction stage at this year's Latitude Festival on the weekend of July the 14th. So be there or listen to it on the radio. But somehow or other, we've run out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow's Lake Junction at 11 p.m, I'm going to leave you with Amon Tobin and Bloodstone, recorded live at the Royal Albert Hall. But first, some more devotional music. This is Jubi. It's Sufi music performed by Sheikh Habush and Ensemble Al-Kindi from Aleppo in Syria. Good night from me, Max Reinhardt, and thanks very much for listening.
جد الحسين وحسن طه النبل المصطفى
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. A concert now from Montreal, given there in February last year, with Kent Nagano conducting the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, later on in Brahms' Second Symphony. And they open with pianist Till Fellner in the piece generally called Beethoven's First Piano Concerto. In fact, it was written after a youthful concerto in E-flat, as well as the B-flat concerto, known as Number 2. Beethoven himself gave the first performance of the C major concerto, probably in Prague. At any rate, it was witnessed by the Czech composer Václav Tomášek, who wrote afterwards, "I found myself so profoundly shaken that for several days I could not bring myself to touch the piano."